Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on your New Year's night. Yes, 2021 is here. Rob Parker and Aaron Torres in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. And we're all in this fight together against COVID-19. The Ford Motor Company is doing its part by manufacturing and donating 100 million masks to underserved communities, and Ford encourages everyone to join the effort. We're so close to winning this fight, and these next few weeks are crucial. Let's hold the line, continue to social distance, wear masks, look out for each other so that we can get back to where we were. Together, we can get it done. Let's finish strong. A message from the Ford Motor Company. Aaron Torres, the final hour of the program. We've talked everything. College football. We still got a score. What's the latest update?
14-14. We got another score since we went to commercial break.
I'm hoping. Can Ohio State pull the upset? I would love to see it since Dabo Sweeney said they were the 11th best team in the country, right? Wouldn't that be great? Keeping pie hole shut?
I was going to say, they're going to need to expand this playoff if the 11th best team in the country just upset number two. So, I'm with you. I mean, John, we've been talking about it all show. Justin Fields might be the number two pick to the Jets. He might be the number three pick to the Dolphins if Tua doesn't perform this weekend. You don't give that guy ammunition going into a game like this. You just don't, Rob. I think it was a dumb move by Dabo.
Yeah, it just was. It really, really didn't make any sense. But let's turn to the NBA. Aaron, first, have you been enjoying a lot of blowouts in the NBA so far? In fact, 25%. In the first 2 weeks of the games have been decided by 20 points or more, a hard watch. Where are you on the NBA so far?
Yeah, I think the storylines are great. You know, KD, Giannis being in Milwaukee long term. I know you and I both love that he signed that extension. But yes. Yeah, the games themselves, I mean, have a little bit underwhelming to say the least. But yeah, no, I mean, obviously I love having the sport back, especially during the week. But the games have been a little bit underwhelming so far.
But the NBA did have some history-making moment on Wednesday night when Becky Hammon replaced Greg Popovich. He was ejected at the AT&T Center in San Antonio, and she became the first woman to act as head coach in a regular season NBA game. And Popovich has nothing. You know, they really like her a lot. He was quoted, Aaron, as saying, quote, "She's earned it. She is qualified. She's wonderful at what she does." And, you know, it's just a matter of time now before this happens. I know people have always questioned whether a woman could ever make an NBA team or play or be on a squad or even a 12th man or whatever it is. And to me, it feels like Pop is 71. How many more years? It feels like she's going to replace him. That this is going to be like his piece of history. He's groomed her. He's put this in motion. And he believes in her. And I do believe that she will be the first female coach of the NBA. What did you make of it? She's 43 years old. She was a 6-time All-Star in the WNBA. Played 16 years with the New York Liberty and the San Antonio Silver Stars. She was the first woman to ever be hired full-time on a coaching staff back in 2014. All the things line up. You know what I mean? Now there are 11 women on NBA coaching staffs throughout the league, but she was the first. What did you think of her coaching the team?
Yeah, I think that to me, you know, when I saw this, it was obviously an awesome story. But the reason that, you know, one, I think you're right. It feels as though Popovich, you know, it's kind of his last little go around the organization. I think he's trying to build it up one more time. But she has the credentials, and she's bided her time is not the right way to put it, but she's put in, what is the word? She's paid her dues.
Paid her dues.
Yes. She's been with the organization since 2014, as you said. That's 7 years at this point. It's probably going to be another 2 or 3 before Popovich retires. He's gotten a million other assistants head coaching gigs, whether it's Brett Brown, who was, of course, with Philadelphia for so long. There's a bunch of other ones throughout the NBA. And so to me, he has a very fruitful coaching tree. It's not as though he's not a guy that hasn't proven that he can produce NBA head coaches off of his staff, and she's put in the time. This isn't a gimmick. She's been there day in and day out for 7 years, and if she's the next quote-unquote woman up instead of the next man up, I have absolutely no problem with it. I think it's great for basketball.
And we also just recently, Aaron, found out that the Red Sox made history when they hired Bianca Smith. Smith becomes the first black female coach in professional baseball. She is currently on the coaching staff at Carroll University in Wisconsin, but she's going to be a minor league coach with the Red Sox. And then we also saw earlier this year, right, the Marlins hired their GM, first GM, Ng, who was with the Dodgers and with the Yankees, and now she's the GM of the Marlins. So we're seeing all of this change, and I just – women have ruled nations. I just don't even think that this is that big of a deal. Guys have coached women forever. And the greatest college women's basketball coach, Jean
Auriemma?
Auriemma, I was going to say it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Jean Auriemma, you know him very well at UConn.
Yes, sir.
Right? He had no problem coaching women. I don't know why. You think people are going to have a problem with this, or they think it's forced? She doesn't know what she's doing. She never played in the NBA. How can you hire a woman as a baseball coach? She never played in Major League on that level. She might have played softball. It's a different game. Do you know? I mean, I'm sure that's what people are thinking. They're thinking they're just doing it to be politically correct, tokenism, you know. Oh, yeah, they just hired her because she's a woman. And there's other guys in the NBA, guys who play in the league who deserves a chance at coaching. There'll be a lot of that pushback. Do you think it'll be well-received or not?
Well, I think for basketball, it feels to me a little bit different. I'm not saying that I agree or disagree, but I think, listen, there's going to be pushback with anything. But I think the pushback in a place like the NFL or Major League Baseball, where, as you said, you know, there's never been a female Major League Baseball player.
Right.
That's where I could see pushback. Not saying it's right, not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that's where I think there would be pushback. But the NBA, basketball is basketball. It's the same court. It's the same height of the rim.
The ball is smaller. I did play Nancy Lieberman in a charity basketball game back in Detroit when she was coach of the Detroit Shock. Aaron, I was at the gym. I was feeling good. I'm making all these shots, knocking them down.
Mm-hmm.
We get to the game one-on-one, and we're playing with the WNBA ball.
Oh, did you?
And I'm not making an excuse.
I was going to say.
It doesn't feel the same. Aaron, it felt like a volleyball. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, it didn't feel right. So I did score the first two baskets of the game, and I want you to know one of our radio partners, a guy at the station I was working at in Detroit, WDFN, the late Jamie Samuelson, who just passed, but Jamie bet me $20 that I wouldn't score a basket. I was like, dude, are you kidding? What? So I want you to know, Aaron, I scored a basket on the first possession of the game.
Sure.
Score basket, call timeout for the referee, went over to him, and I said, where's my 20?
Nice, yeah. As the man who's worked 10 shifts this week, I'm not surprised that you went over and demanded the paycheck.
You
there.
Know I wanted it. Where's my 20? But my point is, when you talk about basketball, guys and girls playing is definitely more real, right? And comparable compared to the other sports.
100%. And I'm not saying that a female, if she works her way up from the minor leagues to the major leagues, or in football from whatever, ops coach to position coach to coordinator, that they don't deserve a chance. I just think that it will feel different in basketball because the sports, the men's and women's sports, are essentially the same outside of the ball. So do you feel the same way that you know, listen, Bruce Arians, I think, was the first person to hire a female in whatever role, it has happened a little bit more since.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know when we'll see an NFL head coach that's a female. Do you feel like that pushback will come? Because it's going to happen, I would guess, at some point.
I think football of all the sports would probably be the last.
Sure.
I just do, because of the nature of the game. I think like never putting on shoulder pads or what. And I'm not saying some of the greatest coaches, right, as we know, never played in the NFL.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that can't be your argument. Oh, well, she didn't play. I know Bill Belichick played, but he played at a small level. He was never a great football player. Do you know what I mean? So, but putting on the pads and playing, who was the coach for the Kansas City Chiefs who, I just lost his name, who didn't play football, who played golf in college, but his dad was a football coach. Somebody help me with that.
I don't know if I know that.
Yeah, he was the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know why I can't remember.
Todd Haley. Oh, I didn't
never
even know
played,
that.
Never played football.
That's
he
a
played golf in college. So imagine he was able to get to that level. And like I said, his dad was a coach, so that helped him in. But I don't think that in football, I think a woman would have a harder time. I do believe Becky Hammon will replace Pop and be the head coach there.
Yeah, first of all, I had no idea that Todd Haley had not only never played in the NFL, that he played golf in college. By the way, I found Todd Haley's Wikipedia page. He's a high school coach now. But anyway.
But am I right?
I think
in the Wikipedia, am I right about
you
that?
Are you right. Are and I'm with you and I think and that's the thing too, and it's the same with all these sports. I first of all, and you know this better than anybody, Rob, you've covered baseball, you've covered all the major sports, and sometimes, as a matter of fact, the best players make the worst coaches.
Yep.
And vice versa. Joe Torre, I know, was a pretty good player, but I mean, I think he made an all-star team a couple times, but I mean,
right.
He wasn't Johnny Bench or Carlton Fisk, you know, but.
Right.
But he knew the game. He understood the game. I mean, you go across basketball. Greg Popovich played, at a Air Force maybe, but he didn't play in the NBA. I'm going, you know, Phil Jackson played as a role player, but he wasn't a star.
Right.
So I'm with you in that, it shouldn't be a prerequisite. I'm all for the most qualified person getting the opportunity, regardless of male, female, obviously any racial, gen, you know, whatever. I don't really care. Give me the best person to do the job. And so if down the road there is a female that's good enough to be an NFL head coach, I honestly have no problem with it. I really don't.
877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We want to hear from you. Becky Hammon, she coached an NBA game, first woman to ever do that. Is this a stunt? Is this a gimmick? Is this for real? Would you have a problem if she gets hired over other guys who have put in their time as assistant coaches, maybe former players looking for their first opportunity? Would you have a problem with this? Or this is where we're headed. Like, this is real. She can do the job. How would you look at this if she did replace Pop and became a head coach in the NBA? It is the Odd Couple New Year's night. Rob Parker and Aaron Torres filling in for Chris Broussard. 877-99 on Fox is the number. It is Fox Sports Radio and Aaron Torres. Stick and stay, America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires, Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a funky flashback Friday indeed. Rob Parker, Aaron Torres, my main man filling in for Chris Broussard. Telephone number 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's happened. Becky Hammon, she coached a real NBA game after Pop was ejected on Wednesday night. And now it's just a matter of time before I think she replaces him and becomes the first female head coach. If somebody does it before her, I would be shocked, Aaron. I wonder what our listeners think about the idea of women now being head coaches in pro sports.
It's a great conversation. We're going to start with Coach Flem in Alabama. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. I'm Aaron Torres filling in for Chris Broussard alongside Rob Parker. Happy New Year, Coach Flem.
Man, Happy New Year, Aaron and Rob. Man, long-time listener, first-time caller. And
wow, we appreciate you. Thanks for the support, Coach.
Hey, man, high school coach, teacher, man, 26 years. As a head coach, 9 was on the women's side, and I'm currently in 11 on the boys' side. And I'll be the first to say that when you deal with females basketball-wise, they look to learn what to do, then create. Guys try to create, then learn what to do. So Becky Hammons, by far, to me, is overqualified to be an NBA coach, man. These females out here are talented in this game, man, and we'll be selling ourselves short, you know, if we didn't afford her the opportunity she deserves. So definitely, man, that was wonderful the other night.
No doubt. That's great, Coach. I appreciate that. Just that the idea that you're not worked up, like some guys would be like, there's other guys who deserve a chance before her, and they're just pushing her to the front of the line, you know? Aaron, you know there are guys like out there saying that.
Yeah, no, and I'm curious to see what the rest of our callers say, but I agree with Coach Flem. And, you know, what's interesting was what he brought up was, you know, in any business, and I know I sound like Colin Cowherd now, business, you know, Google, Apple, whatever, but, you know, like, different perspectives are what makes successful organizations in any walk of life. And so a female is going to look at things differently than males, just like somebody who grew up differently than somebody. And so I just think to have more perspectives, to have more people you know, in your organization that can bring a unique perspective to things is a good thing. And I think it's only going to help when somebody like Becky Hammon gets her opportunity and proves well, Rob. So, Andre,
877-99 on Fox.
Yes, Andre in Massachusetts. You're on The Odd Couple with Aaron Torres, filling in for Chris Broussard alongside Rob Parker, who is of course here every day. Andre, go ahead, man.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Listen, Becky Hammon getting an opportunity, to me, it's well-deserved, and I think it's for real in terms of the direction the NBA is trying to go. First of all, she's been on the Spurs staff since 2014, and Popovich came out, you know, he's been progressive in many ways, but he came out and said, listen, she shows up, she does a great job, she's excellent at what she does, and she happens to be a woman. And so in terms of her getting consideration for head coaching jobs, I think that she will. Now, obviously, you know, you have a lot of great assistant head coaches, you know, so she's going to have to really, you know, go to that next level. But in my mind, the NBA and Adam Silver, never mind them just being progressive across the board and forward thinking, they want women to be included in the game of basketball. In terms of referees, half the new referees have to be women. In terms of coaches, they just took the women's coach at MIT is now an assistant coach for the Memphis Grizzlies. Kara Lawson was here last year for the Boston Celtics. It's real, and it makes a tremendous amount of sense in terms of including all this brain power into our game. You look at these women, they play in the WA for half of the year, then they go over to Russia, overseas, the other half of the year. They know their stuff, and they can help teams and make our game better. I'm 100% for it.
So So, Andre, you believe that which sport will be the first to have a woman head coach? NBA, NFL, MLB?
I think the NBA will be first because we have the talent in the pipeline, and it's something that's coming from the top. I think it's a directive, you know, in terms of adding Silver and David Stern. Never mind what they did with the WNBA years ago, you know, but Silver really wants this to happen, and I think it should happen, and it makes our game better.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Happy New Year. 877-99 on Fox. I do believe it'll be the NBA because she's poised there. Yeah. I mentioned it earlier, Aaron. Pop is 71.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many years you got left?
No, and I thought that was actually a great call by Andre, you know, referencing the fact that it is coming from the top, that it is an initiative that the commissioner of the league wants, but that also it's something that, you know, it's something that I just thought it was a great call. I thought he hit on a lot of great things, a lot of interesting perspectives that you and I hadn't even gotten to. Let's go to Albert in California. You're on The Odd Couple with Rob Parker. I'm Aaron Torres filling in for Chris Broussard.
What's up, guys? Happy New Year once again.
Happy New Year.
Doing great. Yeah. I think Becky Hammon definitely deserves a shot. You can tell she knows what she's doing. And like you said, Rob, I think Pop's plan is for her to take over for him when he retires, because he's not getting younger. He's in his 70s, so he's got to go soon. So
right.
So yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I think that's his legacy. You know, like when you leave a legacy behind. I always thought that, like, David Stern or even Bud Selig had a chance for their legacies. Like Bud Selig at baseball, like, there still hasn't been a black commissioner,
sure.
Right, in pro sports.
Yep.
I thought that David Stern should have groomed a black guy as part of his legacy to be a commissioner. Or Bud Selig, who, of course, you know, with what he did with Jackie Robinson and making it – retiring his number throughout the league and having a Jackie Robinson day. Like, baseball's always been proud of that they broke the color barrier, but it would have been great to leave a legacy, and I think that's where Pop is. That will be Pop's legacy, I believe, along with winning championships, and he won 5 times. But if he's the guy who groomed the first female coach in the NBA, that's some legacy to leave behind.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, remember,
go ahead, Albert.
Real quick. And yeah, I was watching this game, obviously, because, you know, they're playing my Lakers, and they showed her in the huddle. You can tell, like, the guys, they respect her. They gravitate around her. Like, they respect her a lot, and she's a leader, and you can tell she can really do this job. So that's good to see.
Appreciate it, Albert, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Albert. Yeah, one quick thing. I want to give credit to my Saturday radio partner, Arnie Spanier, who just texted me. I guess he's listening. He's on with Chris Plank after us. He says,
yep.
Who's more qualified right now to be an NBA head coach, Becky Hammon or Steve Nash? And I think you could make a compelling argument that while Steve Nash had a very successful NBA career, an MVP caliber career, many years, he had never coached a game before. And Becky Hammon...
It's not even close.
Yes.
It's Becky Hammon. And Arnie, that's a great point. Seriously, yeah. Like, just talking about the work put in, and just because you played doesn't mean that you can coach. And we've seen this, right? Haven't we seen this? We've seen this. It's not an automatic thing. And Becky Hammons has done all the work and put in the time. So, yeah, Steve Nash was an accomplished player in the NBA, but Becky Hammons has done more of the legwork. Got a couple more. Can we squeeze another one in?
Absolutely. Antonio in Las Vegas, you're on with The Odd Couple. I'm Aaron Torres filling in for Chris Broussard alongside Rob Parker. Go ahead, Antonio.
Hey, guys. How you doing today? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, I just want to comment on this Becky Hammon thing, and I know it's probably not the most politically correct thing to say.
No, be honest. I want to just hear what you have to say. Just be honest, okay?
Okay, I'm going to be 100% honest in that I think that that's what the WNBA is for. And, you know, if this is men playing, and I'm not trying to sound sexist, but this is
no,
men
but wait
playing,
a minute. Hold on. Before you keep going, then why have we allowed men to coach women's basketball and taken away jobs from women coaches where they don't coach women?
Well, that's a great point, which I don't have a comeback for that one. But
at least he's honest.
Yeah, but I just do think that maybe then, to your point, maybe you should just have all women coach in the WNBA and in women's college basketball. But I think as far as, you know, this being the NBA where it's the best athletes on the world and they need that male presence, you know, like even going into like the locker rooms and stuff like that. Let's get over the locker rooms
because I've been in locker rooms for 35 years, and if a guy doesn't want to be seen, he doesn't have to be. Am I right, Aaron?
Okay.
I mean that whole thing. It's like telling a nurse she went to nursing school or be a doctor to see somebody naked. I mean, like that's so outdated and ridiculous. That's not the issue because people can keep themselves covered up if they need to.
And I'll take it a step further. If that's the best argument for not having a female coach in the NBA, then it's not a very good argument at all.
It's terrible. Oh, okay. I'm not buying it. All right, thanks for your call. We appreciate it. Am I right, Aaron? Come on, man. That was like the 50s. They were talking about that. a woman, she's going to see us naked. That's why she's in here.
Yeah. No, it's
unbelievable.
If that's the argument, I don't agree with it, so.
You know what, Aaron? Get ready now because it is time for some football picks, and we got Lamar Mitchell from the MGM coming up. But first, let's check in with Steve DeSager and what's trending.
We'll update the semifinal in New Orleans in the college football playoff.
Ohio I need State. A wizard score, too, now.
We'll get to that. We will, honest. Okay. If you don't mind, I'll lead with the Ohio State-Clemson game over the Wizards. Buckeyes are leading 21-14 with about 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Ohio State's offense with about 300 yards in the first quarter and a half. Justin Fields, 11 of 12 passing, 163 yards, two touchdown passes to tight ends. Trey Sermon of Ohio State on 10 carries has 89 yards rushing and the other score. James Scalzi has just been disqualified. Clemson linebacker is out for targeting.
He tackled an awful call.
A tackle on Justin Fields. He lowered his head and with the crown of the helmet got him straight in the back. And so he is out. And Clemson is down a touchdown and now down a linebacker in the second quarter. Trevor Lawrence did have a short touchdown run. Also Travis Etienne, a short touchdown run. But not a lot of offense on the ground for Clemson so far, and they're down with about 6 minutes to go. And it's first and goal for Ohio State as we head toward halftime. Number one, Alabama won its semifinal in Arlington, Texas, 31-14 over Notre Dame. Mac Jones with four touchdown passes, three to Devontae Smith. Bama scored touchdowns on its first three drives. The national championship game is scheduled for Miami on Monday, January 11th. In Atlanta, a top 10 bowl matchup went to Georgia over Cincinnati, 24-21 on a late 53-yard field goal, and then a safety on the final play for a 24-21 final. Georgia had trailed 21-10 after the third quarter. In Orlando, 14th-ranked Northwestern beat Auburn 35-19. Auburn is due to play at Penn State in September, by the way. Wildcats led 14-0 in the first quarter today. Northwestern finishes 7-2. BYU quarterback Zach Wilson declared for the NFL draft. Saints running back Alvin Kamara was placed on the COVID list. He tested positive. Kamara will miss Sunday's game to end the regular season and will not be able to practice next week. Eagles running back Miles Sanders is out this weekend with a bad knee. Washington quarterback Alex Smith did practice again today. Tampa Bay, though, placed linebackers Devin White and Shaq Barrett on the COVID list. White tested positive. Buffalo activated wide receiver John Brown off the COVID list. And Rams linebacker Leonard Floyd, who has nearly 10 sacks this year, went to the hospital today due to abdominal pain. He is questionable for Sunday against the Cardinals. The Rams can finally clinch a playoff berth with a win or a Bears loss this weekend. Arizona is in with a win. No top 25 games in college basketball among the 10 NBA games. Victories for Detroit, which beat Boston 96-93.
Wow.
For Dallas and Memphis, who are each 1-3 coming in. And then there's that little game with 0-5 Washington. The Wizards still up double digits as they approach mid-third quarter at Minnesota. 75-64. Wizards in the lead. Bucks are up big at home against Chicago. 84-60 in the third quarter, and the Lakers had the lead 66-63 at San Antonio early third. College football update, Justin Fields, another touchdown pass, 9 yards to Chris Olave. Wow, extra point will make it 28-14.
Not bad for the 11th ranked school in the country, yeah. Right?
Somebody's already pointed out on Twitter, you know, Northwestern, which was ranked lower than 11th, only allowed Ohio State 6 points at this point part of the game. In fact, into the third quarter. Here, Ohio State's got 4 touchdowns already in the first half.
I love this.
Against number two, Clemson. So this semifinal continues in New Orleans. About 5 minutes to go till halftime. Back to you.
You know, Rob, I'm thinking
Mr. DeSager.
All these press conferences have to be virtual now. You could probably get a Zoom link to get on the press conference after this game and ask the question that you want to ask if you really wanted to.
I would love to. I really would. That would be great. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Aaron Torres filling in for Chris Broussard. Let's welcome in Lamar Mitchell, our buddy. Happy New Year from the MGM Grand Race and Sportsbook Director. He's going to help you win some money. And Aaron, we're going to figure it all out. And Lamar, Happy New Year, my man.
Oh, Happy New Year to you guys. Hope you had a safe New Year's last night, and it was very fun.
No doubt about it. Hey, you guys, were you I felt the earth shaking. Was that you jumping up and down when Notre Dame scored that touchdown late?
That was not me. That was not me. But that was a lot of people in the book that had Notre Dame plus the points.
Oh, did they? So a lot of people had that. They didn't take – where was – so most of the money wasn't bet on Alabama in the 19 or 20?
No. They bet the they bet it down. They bet it down. So the crowd had Notre Dame. So, yeah, the book, they were ecstatic.
That's Okay.
How about
very,
this?
Very interesting.
Yeah, I was going to say, how about this Ohio State Clemson game? I saw some stat. I don't know about your book at the MGM, Lamar, but it sounds like a lot of money came in on Clemson in the second game. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, pretty much so. But it was balanced out pretty good. But, you know, with Clemson, the way how they handled their business in the ACC championship and the way how Ohio State, most of the money did come in on Clemson's, but it wasn't as much as we as you're talking about, but it was pretty balanced, pretty good.
All right, here we go, Lamar. Let's ask you a couple of games and figure out what's going on here. Especially with some players not playing, Big Ben not playing for the Steelers, Browns are minus 10 in that game. Are people piling up money on the Browns?
You know what? It's pretty funny because we took early money on the Browns. It was early money on the Browns. And for some reason, the recent money's been on the Steelers.
Really?
We can't figure it out. I mean, ticket count is 3-1, but with the possibility of players missing for Cleveland, everybody's piling it on the Steelers right now.
Lamar, that was going to kind of be my follow-up question: is just how have you guys handled all season long? Are you just checking your phones like everybody else for updates? I mean, how do you handle this stuff where guys are in, they're out, it's TBA? How have you handled it?
Yeah, you're right. It's been a difficult season, and my phrase I like to use is like throwing darts in the dark. But it's you know, 1 minute we have everybody playing, and then 1 minute we don't, so we take the game off the board until we get more information. Because, you know, obviously, you know, if you know that Ben's going to play and he's not going to play, but if he's not going to play because of COVID or the receivers aren't going to play, I mean, the whole thing last weekend with the Browns was, you know, that game was off the board for a good majority once we found out what happened with the receivers there.
How about where are people betting? The Ravens have been putting up big-time points. They got a 4-game win streak, will be 5 when they beat the Bengals. Bengals are getting 13 points. Are people piling money on the Ravens, or they stay away from it because it's too many points? And the Bengals have been surprisingly scoring points despite not having Burroughs or Mixon. Where's this game playing?
I'm going to ask you a question. Where would you put your money at, Rob?
I've already put my money in. It's my shekels are on the Ravens, big time.
That's what everybody's doing. It's all Ravens money, all Ravens all day. If you want to look at the actual ticket count on this game, we have maybe like one ticket on the Bengals and about way many more on the Ravens. It's not even close.
Lamar, what about futures odds with the Super Bowl? I mean, obviously everybody is going to be betting KC. Is there a strong number two that people in Vegas like to win the Super Bowl outside of Kansas City?
Green Bay is a public team always. Green Bay, public team. That's the next best as far as ticket transaction is Green Bay.
Yeah, that would make sense. Another game out there, the Cowboys at the Giants. Giants plus 1.5. Cowboys have an outside chance. They could, if a couple things go right, they could win a division. That game is in New Jersey, but only 1.5. Why is the spread just 1.5?
A little payback time for the Giants, and you know when their defense is on point, their defense is pretty good. Even though the Cowboys have really looked pretty respectable these last few weeks, they've done it against some weaker competition. But the public is all on the Cowboys, a 4-1 ticket count, 5-1 ticket count and parlays on the Cowboys. It's Cowboy money, just like the Ravens. It's Cowboy money, Cowboy money, Cowboy money. You would be right to say, well, why is it so low?
Yeah.
You know, I actually, like I say, I mean, Giants, if Daniel Jones is healthy and that defense, it should be Giants should be favored. But, yeah, it's all Cowboy money.
All right, we got one more, Aaron. Go ahead, squeeze it in.
Absolutely. I'll be quick here. Green Bay, Chicago, obviously both teams still a lot to play for, a ton to play for. Where's the money coming in on that one?
Oh, we took a huge six-figure bet today on the Packers. Yeah, huge six-figure bet on the Packers. But believe it or not, the Sharps have been betting the Bears. So in relation to that, it's ticket count is on the Packers. But the sharp money is on the Bears, so we can see this could be the Joes versus Pros game. We'll see what happens.
We will. And as always, man, we appreciate you, Lamar Mitchell from the MGM Grand. You are the best. Happy New Year to you and the family. And I'm coming to Vegas in 2 weeks, my man.
I can't wait to see you again, Rob. I can't wait to see you.
You know, I'm going to come back. My birthday, I'm going to celebrate my birthday out there. January 10th, my man. So I'll be in touch. All right, Lamar. Happy
Thanks
New Year. We
guys.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, Lamar.
Thank you so much. All right, coming up next on The Odd Couple, Rob Parker and Aaron Torres. You know, it's the pigskin pickoff. You don't want to miss that. Stick and stay, America.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker, Aaron Torres putting a bow on this bad boy on a New Year's night, college football playoffs, and maybe Ohio State can pull it off. But let's get it. Let's get to it, Aaron. The pigskin pickoff. Let's do it. Oh, we supposed to have a. We don't have the pigskin pickoff sounder. No, okay, we won't go there. All right, let's do this, Lee.
All right, you guys. Hey, let's start it off here, Rob. I got to give you props real quick for last week. You went 4-1.
Yes,
Martin Weiss. You know,
what did Martin Weiss do? What did he have? What did
he went? He went 0-5, man.
Can we call Martin Weiss?
I'll get him on the hotline right now.
Get him on the hotline real quick. 0-5. He's always bragging about his football picks. Terrible. He told me Green Bay couldn't stop the run. You remember, Lee? That's what he said. He said Green Bay couldn't stop the run, and they stopped Derrick Henry. All right, let's do our picks.
That takes about 4 weeks old. They're getting good right in time. They got Christian Kirksey back. They're good to go. All right, you guys, on to week 17. All five of these games have playoff implications. And we'll start here with the Steelers at the Browns. The Browns are -9. We'll start with you, Rob.
I'm going with the Browns. I just think, you know what, they got to win this game. Steelers are going to be pulling people out of the game, not starting Big Ben. I think that the Browns can win by 10.
So I think the Browns win, but I do like the Steelers to cover the spread. Real quick, one, Steelers are still going to be playing some guys that matter. Two, I'm not sure I trust the Browns. Three, it sounds crazy, Rob, I think the Mason Rudolph stuff still matters to the Steelers. If you'll remember, the players came out strongly in his defense with that stuff last year. So I like the Steelers to keep it close, but the Browns to win outright.
All right, moving on here to the NFC West. Cardinals at the Rams. The Cardinals are -3 in this game. Aaron, we'll go with you on this one.
I'm stunned that it's only a field goal. Rams without Jared Goff, some dude from Wake Forest none of us have ever heard of. I like the Cardinals -3.
I do too. I just, if Kyler Murray and those guys can't beat the Rams with all the missing players or whatnot, it'll be an indictment of Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury. So I'm going to take the -3 as well.
All right, you guys, AFC East here. Dolphins at the Bills. Bills are favored -3. Rob here.
I'm going to take the Bills. They can move up right to number two. If they win, they have a little something to play for. They've been putting up points, a 40-piece on everybody, 38-piece, whatever you want to do it, extra crispy. They've been doing it big time. I like the Bills.
I actually like the Bills, too. Tua doesn't have his security blanket. I don't believe that the staff trusts in Tua, and the Bills, as of right now, we believe are going to be playing all their players. So I like the Bills in this one.
All right, you guys, we got two games here for the NFC East. Let's start with the Cowboys at the Giants. Cowboys -2.5. Rob, what you got?
I think that's a lock. The Giants have been awful, and Daniel Jones, you know, they don't know his status for real. The Giants' offense has been awful, so I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
I'm with Rob on this one. The Giants had that one great week against Seattle. Everyone got excited. Next thing you know, they've basically been not very good since. So I like the Cowboys -2.5.
All right, last game of the regular season, Sunday Night Football, Washington at the Eagles. Washington's favored here, -3.5. Aaron, what you got?
I got America losing by having this as the Sunday night football game. But with that said, I'll take Washington, as we've talked about. Philly, for whatever reason, is sitting a bunch of guys. Bizarre decision on my, you know.
Yes, Aaron, I'm with you. And Alex Smith is a great game manager, won't turn the ball over. And Washington has a defense. They have something that, you know what I mean, they can utilize. And the Eagles, what they're doing, scratching my head. And it's not even dandruff, so I don't have any idea what's going on with that. But, yep, there it is, Lee. Thank you with the pigskin pick-off.
You bet, you guys.
Yep, and Happy New Year to our staff, man. Everybody, Don and Steve DeSager, Lee, everybody who made this possible. And Dabo Sweeney, the last thing. I really want this to happen. I hope Ohio State can keep the pedal down and blow them out. That's what I'm hoping for, Aaron.
I'm telling you, we can find you a link to this Zoom press conference where you can ask Dabo, you know, if he's the 12th best team in the country after tonight. But I'm with you. And by the way, Justin Fields took a monster hit and he's playing. I mean, this guy is showing so much guts. I don't understand how anybody can have questions about this guy in the future as an NFL quarterback.
Is it because of the Ohio State thing, all the failures of Ohio State quarterbacks? I'm just asking. And you know, Haskins just happened and it's fresh. Is that the reason you think?
You know, I
know it's not fair to him because other people didn't work out.
Yeah, he was so good last year. I think it was something crazy, like 38 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. And then this year he did struggle against, prior to tonight, the two best teams that he had played, 2 interceptions against Northwestern and 3 against Indiana. So I guess people think he's regressed. If you're watching tonight, this guy has not regressed. He's awesome.
Yep. Aaron Torres, man, always a pleasure. Man, I appreciate you filling in for Chris. Chris will be back on Monday, so will I, because I'm not going anywhere. But I appreciate it. Let me tell you, all the guys who called in, who kept the show going these last 2 weeks, all the guys who came in to fill in, it was great. I enjoyed every minute of it, doing Dan Patrick, AM 570. Man, the last 2 weeks have been awesome. I really enjoy it. Everybody, Happy New Year. Be safe. We'll see you back Monday here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.